Ed Sullivan says,
believe me, this is it. The big show is really
Vinyl Cobwebs.
Hey, Premium. It's more like lights on. We're back on Vinyl Cobwebs episode 220. After a long summer hiatus, this is sort of our return.
Return to Vinyl Prominence on Vinyl Cobwebs.
It's also a return to our 7th year anniversary, which we skipped August 1st this year. It's August 1st, 1999 that we first clicked the switch and said, you're tuned to Vinyl Cobwebs. Yeah, Vinyl Cobwebs. Yeah, okay, yeah, Vinyl Cobwebs. That's how you sounded on the first
show. I was kind of skeptical that it would ever take off, and it did for a while, but then suddenly sort of...
You didn't listen to me. What's the matter with you, Premium?
I don't know.
I told you it would be a massive hit. We'd like to say hello to our affiliates, 92.9 Kick FM and City Vibe Radio in the UK. Hello out there. Vinyl Cobwebs is back with a brand new program.
In the flesh. Yes, we are back with more records, muchos discos, and we're going to play some more right now. We got some fresh wax and a few kind of flashbacks here and there, but I found a good find in Pocatello, Idaho.
Spit it out.
I'm sorry, we're rusty.
Pocatello.
We're quite rusty and dusty.
No, I'm not rusty. You're the dusty one. Pam, your shoes smell like chicken juice. That's not quite as good as you can do it, but hey, email us, vinylcobwebs@hotmail.com. Episode 220 commences right now. Premium, put some on.
Okay, gladly, and with mucho gusto.
You're listening to Vinyl Cobwebs.
Who does he do that? Who?
I was strolling through the red light at 12 o'clock last night. Just walking through the red light and not a soul on the side. I was feeling kind of bored. Then something tapped me on the shoulder.
Who dat? Who dat?
Who dat? That's the Commodores, not to be confused with the obvious one from the 70s. On the Brunswick label, sample copy, not for sale, one of those Pocatello, Idaho finds. In fact, I don't deliver there up anymore. After 8 years, they've taken me off our restaurant. So I never go up there anymore, but at least I found this big last stash. I thought I'd go into this antique store one last time where I hadn't found anything for years, and suddenly there's boxes full of stuff. So I got some good deals, and I'll continue to play them as we go on through Vinyl Cobwebs.
Does change affect you, Premium, like it affects me? Like, oh no, I gotta do a whole new different job now. I want 4 years of driving the same route over and over again, and now I have to change.
Every neuron in your body rebels at the possibilities of what may change.
Did you get stopped up?
I got stuck in the I'm stuck now in the hamburger patty department instead of driving to Idaho now.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You have to work in, like, an actual building.
That's why our mascot, Belial, the dog that doesn't like me, because she smells some spoiled hamburger
it's
on
a
my
he.
Shoe.
Belial is a he.
Oh, it's a he. I forgot. That's right.
And you can probably hear him in the background if you listen real closely. He's a pug dog, and he's just going like this.
In his little cage.
Okay, Premium Deluxe. You say it one more time. He. My dog is getting offended by your calling him a she. He's not gay. He's a he.
It isn't a transsexual?
No, you're tuned it. Vinyl Cobwebs, episode 220. We're a little bit off our rockers right now. Not quite where we should be.
Well,
we've had this long hiatus. This long hiatus, which kind of puts us in a rut. We're way in the background, and now we're moving towards the forefront.
Oh, it's just like climbing
back
up.
Be sure to visit scaryguyvideo.com. Scaryguyvideo.com, spelled with a K, is one of our sponsors of this fine episode 220. Now I'm going to play something really...
It's like climbing back on your bicycle. You never forget, really.
But you got on the Vinyl Cobwebs bicycle and you got your pant leg stuck in the spoke. Spin your wheels, Pram!
Clankety-clankety!
That's what happens to you. You get your pant leg, your 70s flare pant leg caught in the spokes. And you go a-flying.
Whee!
Okay. Okay, we're back here on Vinyl Cobwebs, Premium Deluxe.
All right.
And we have a guest here in the studio, a satisfied scaryguyvideo.com customer, spelled
right,
with a
I'm
K.
Satisfied.
You can't talk yet, Dan.
Oh, sorry.
Until I give you the signal. Okay, tell them your name.
I'm Dan, the Nitro Man.
Why do they call you Dan, the Nitro Man?
I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know.
But you went to scaryguyvideo.com spelled with a K last month.
I did. I actually went to scaryguyvideo.com with a C first, but that didn't work.
It didn't take you anywhere, did it?
No.
What did you order there at scaryguyvideo.com spelled with a K?
Oh, I ordered lots of vintage, esoteric type things.
Oh, wow. You know, you can't tell us what it is right now because all the listeners would like to go there and see what you ordered. That's a cool baseball jersey you're wearing.
Why, thank you. It's the Yankees. It's Jeter. My dad got it in New York.
Your dad bought it for you in New York? Is it an actual vintage, real Derek Jeter jersey?
Oh, it's real. It's real. See? Feel it. It's real.
Oh, wow. It kind of smells rank.
Oh, it does not.
Okay, well, I'm glad to know. And
Yankees are going to win. Go, Yankees!
No, they're not. I'd like to know, you don't look like the kind of person that has a lot of money, and you bought all that stuff at scaryguyvideo.com, spelled with a K?
Oh, it was a bargain.
Well, really? On your salary? Where do you work?
I work at the bakery.
What do you do at the bakery, Dan?
I make donuts.
You make donuts? Do you deliver them?
I do.
Oh, wow.
I deliver moldy bread.
Have you... Okay, that's enough. Premium, We have a new rule now. Put a sign on the door. It says no more listeners coming in the studio to talk. Thank you, Dan. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Scary Guy.
You want to announce the next platter?
Go Yankees. The Manhattan Strings. Manhattan's in New York. Go Yankees.
That's right. What are we going to hear from the Manhattan Strings?
Look out. Here comes tomorrow.
Okay. This is the theme from the Monkees. This is all Monkees hits done by the Manhattan Strings. Go Red Sox.
It's delicious. It's got a nice foam on top, so it tastes good. I think you'll like it. You'll get plenty drunk, too. It's got a lot of zap and a lot of pow. So drink right now, okay?
The flavor's great.
No doubt of it.
Sweetness is
brewed out of it.
Drury's beer. You'll shout for that big, deep fun and laughter. No fulfilling after. More flavor, less filling.
You must take the gamble, give
Ah, very nice. Oh. That's Ral Donner, one of his early records from 1960 when he first recorded that. It was during the same sessions as You Don't Know What You Got Until You Lose It. But then for some reason that song and the other side of this 45, which is called Loneliness of a Star, did not get released. And then in 1963, when Ral Donner had moved on to another record label, he went to Reprise from Gone Records, where he had most of his hits, and he recorded another Elvis sound-alike song called I Got Burned that was happening at the time, and then for some reason these two masters were redistributed on some tiny little Florida, Palm Springs, Florida, or Palm, someplace Florida. It says on the label there, but I can't look at it because it's still spinning around on the turntable there. So anyway, they re-released those because, I don't know, I wonder if they made any money. It didn't become a hit or not, but it was good. So was the other side, Loneliness of a Star. Okay, well, on with more music on Vinyl Cobwebs, which we haven't done for a while, and we're kind of rusty and dusty. Donovan's out of the room right now, so I'm relaxing a little bit, because whenever he's around, I'm all nervous and flustery. We're going to play something that's really, really hot and a lot of fun. A lot of drums there. It's called Let There... No, we already played that side. We'll play the other side. It's called Drums Fell Off a Cliff. What? Drums falling off a cliff? That must be pretty noisy. It's Ronnie K on the Bandbox Records out of Denver, Colorado, 1963.
Drums fell off the cliff.
ScaryGuyVideo.com, spelled with a K. Nothing but strange, bizarre, esoteric, titillating, shocking, disturbing, and terrifically retro cool films of all kind. You won't find these films in your local video store, not on cable television, not even in Japan. This is the obscure, lost in time, completely twisted stuff your mother warned you about. ScaryGuyVideo.com, spelled with a K.
Drums Fell Off a Cliff from 1963, Denver, Colorado.
It was probably a number one record on KIMN Denver. KIMN was a radio station, the top 40 outlet for Denver area, and a bunch of local groups released the stuff on the Bandbox Records label. Once in a while, they got played on that station.
I like that plotter, Premium. 1963, that's your favorite year in Vinyl Cobwebs. If Premium could get into a time machine, he would set the dials to 1963.
Yeah, and in order for me to hear the Beatles, I'd have to fly over to London and England and Europe and everything to get on the Beatles. because we weren't really putting the pedal to the metal yet until January of 64.
If you did get transported back to 1963, what kind of job would you perform? Where would you go to find work?
In a record store, of course.
Oh, you would?
But I'd be broke all the time, Donovan.
Oh, you'd be buying, but you could buy them at the original retail price.
I could do that, and then afterwards I could go around on my tricycle, and I could go to all the secondhand stores, and or even to the tour of the United States to the jukebox outlets and the record distributors and say, can I have some of your old records? Oh,
but
sure.
By then you'd be getting Glenn Miller and Guy Lombardo rejects.
Well, not really.
In 1963?
Did you know that British people came over to the United States around 1965 or so and went around in minibuses?
Yeah, they're called pilgrims, weren't they?
Yeah, they went to the Sun... Well, you're always ahead of me on that. But they go around to all these record outlets and stuff and buy old Sun record stuff. They say, oh, yeah, you can have that stuff. It's old, 5 or 6 years old. No one wants it anyway. And they go, okay, I'll take it. And they got it for pennies for the dollar.
Wow.
Elvis is on Sun, went out the door all the way to England.
You know, this week or this time period is Elvis's death week again.
Is it really?
Yep. Elvis passed away. 1977. What's that? 29 years.
He's
29 years.
He would be a very old man by now, Donovan.
I hear Scott Ralph's doing an all Elvis special this week on 92.9 Kick FM.
Oh, is he now?
We'll have to tune in and listen to the Ralphster play those Elvis songs.
How is our fine feathered friend in Manitoba?
Doing fine. The Soul Shack. SoulShack45.com. Check it out. Why don't you? And now, more Vinyl Cobwebs 220. And I wish the canine population would stop walking in the door. Here in Vinyl Cobwebs.
Safeway exclusive! Yes, 300 free baseball tickets. Free tickets to the Boise Braves Idaho Falls game Friday, August 23rd at 6 p.m. in Braves Field will be given free to the first 100 people in each of our three Boise stores Saturday. Overland and Vista, and the one at 58th of Fairview, and 1515 State. And while you're there, come see the bake shop special. Potato dinner rolls, fresh baked at 19 cents a dozen. Sun-kissed oranges, 5 pounds at 69 cents. And a bologna 10-pack, only 29 cents. So be there 6 o'clock Saturday morning for 300 free baseball tickets. Be sure to come early and get yours. A Safeway exclusive.
I'm angry at the big oak tree for making making such a fool of me. Angry at the big blue sky and the moon above that made me cry. I'm angry at my arms so bare when I look and find that you're not there. Angry at the big oak tree where we carved our initials in a great big heart, 'cause you made a promise that we'd never part. But most of all, I'm angry at me. I'm angry at the way I let myself be taken in by you. Angry at the wild, impulsive things your kisses made me do. I'm angry at the big oak tree for making such a fool of me. Everything was such a lie, just scenery to make me cry. I'm angry at my arms so bare when I look and find that you're not there. And a great big heart, and you made a promise that we'd never part. But most of all, I'm angry at me. But most of all, I'm angry at me.
Wayne Kaiser's Tiki Time Luau 2006. Oh boy, oh boy, it hasn't been around for a while, and now here it is on a swinging spree. Oh boy, guess who's going to be on the boxing ring stage? This time it's going to be revolving with chains whipping around, so you watch out. You better wear a plastic ski mask. Would you believe the Mouse and the Traps will be on this revolving boxing stage with Carl Perkins? Yes, it'll be one hell of a matchbox. Oh boy, the joy of seeing them duke it out on the stage as it spins around and chains, whip the crowd into a frenzy. Yes, frenzy enough for teeth to be flying, eyeballs to be popping out of pockets, and hair to go whizzy all the place. Oh boy, I don't know if I want to be there, but you better be there or you'll be absolutamente square.
Absolutamente.
And as an extra added bonus, there'll be Black Widow spiders thrown at the audience as well. Oh, boy.
Make sure I'll have my plastic ski mask on. Dwayne Kaiser, Tiki Time Luau 2006 is a production of Dwayne the Tubman Dwayne Productions Association with Chuck or Turtle Limited. Oh, duck the spider, Premium.
I hate spiders.
Okay, Premium, are you going to make it there or are you going to skip out this year?
I think I'll skulk out. I think I'll miss out on that one.
Show up.
I hate spiders.
You say you'll be there, and Dwayne says you're going to be there, but you never show up.
It's too creepy.
Dwayne Kaiser's a little upset with you.
I hate spiders.
You're tuned to Violent Cobwebs 220. It's August. It's the dog days of summer. That's right. Was that you or the dog?
It must have been the dog.
Okay, we're going to spin some more platters that matter. Email us at vinylcobwebs@hotmail.com and visit scaryguyvideo.com.
Spelled with a K.
That's right.
You're listening to Vinyl Cobwebs.
Well, I'm sitting here wondering, matchbox for my coat. Yeah, I'm sitting here wondering, matchbox for my coat. I ain't got no matches, but I got a long way to go. I'm an old poor boy, long way from home. I'm an old poor boy, long way from home. Guess I'll never be happy. Everything I do is wrong. Yeah.
gets here, show him what this little puppy done. Well, I set the two heavy corner, clap the box, hold my clothes.
Carl Perkins, he's got a long way to go with his little matchbox. Do you know the Beatles covered that one later? In the early, well, 1964. Okay, well, anyway, guess what we're going to play next? It's obvious, because the Tiki Time Luau 2006 featured both of these groups spinning on a boxing stage and bloody chains. And
who's going to end up winning? That's what I want to know. Who's going to win that battle royale?
Well, according to this record, it sounds like the Mouse and the Traps believe they will win it. This is a Texas group on the Fraternity Records label. Let's see them duke it out with good old
Carl Perkins. Yeah, that was very harmonious. We both said that at the same time.
Exactly the same.
And if I'm smart, I'll play that back right now. Ha, listen to that.
Yeah, wow.
How did we do that?
I'm glad you remember.
I hope I remember. If not, it'll be a big blank space. Return to Vinyl Cowboys, why Premium puts the platter on the turntable. Let me tell you about ScaryGuyVideo.com, spelled with a K. All sorts of bizarre, retro, cool, esoteric, and incredibly bizarre films of all kinds. It's been newly updated for August 2006, so check it out. ScaryGuyVideo.com, spelled with a K.
Spelled with a bloody K?
We're thinking about getting t-shirts made, so if you visit now, maybe we can get you a free t-shirt as well. Premium.
Sounds good.
Would you wear a ScaryGuyVideo.com t-shirt?
Yes, I would.
You'd wear it proud and loud.
Yes, I would.
Okay, spin that Mouse in the Traps.
Here it goes.
Would you believe? Would you believe? Would you believe?
I can't do anything. I was hanging off a cliff by my little pinky toe. Well, I bet in hot volcanoes are bubbling down there below. And a crazy furry caveman was banging on my feet. And I looked him in the eye and I said, hold on now a minute, Pete.
Would you believe?
Would you believe that just one swift movement of my little toe would fracture your furry arm in two places?
Well, they say you can't be serious, Ducky.
Would you believe a bad sprain?
No.
Would you believe a severe case of athlete's foot?
Yeah.
Would you believe, would you believe, would you believe
that I can do anything? I was sinking like a stone to the bottom of the sea with a pair of concrete gym shoes and they were shackled onto me. When I heard the clicking teeth of a half a hundred sharks, so I swam right up to meet them and I made these few remarks.
Would you believe?
Would you believe that I'm so expert at fish karate that a simple flick of my wrist would give the first shark to touch me a mouthful of mango molars?
I can see a king size picture of that.
Would you believe bleeding gums?
No.
A painful cavity.
Would you believe? Would you believe? Would you believe
that I can do anything? I was up to my ears in the jungle with my back up against the wall, while 10,000 screaming wild men, each about 8 foot tall, were charging full speed toward me with a sword and a spinning club. And I raised my hand and smiled. I said,
hold on now a minute, bub. Would you believe?
Would you believe it? Behind this wall are two battalions of green berets with atomic cannons and a solid machine gun. Would you believe 10 old ladies with poison-tipped hat pins?
No.
Would you believe 6 Girl Scouts with pea shooters?
Would you believe? Would you believe? Would you believe
that I can do anything, anything? I mean, I'm too much, I'm tough, I'm tough.
A great song to listen to while you're sleeping with your eyes open. Would you believe? Premium?
Yes, Donovan.
Do you sleep with your eyes open?
I
hope
not.
You have to recently.
I hope not. My eyes would dry up. They would dry up.
Have you traveled lately, by the way?
No, I haven't. I've been stuck in a meat patty.
I guess you have
to.
We're having more of these terror plots attacking the United States. Now we have to, in the UK, we have to make sure our beverage container doesn't contain dynamite in it.
That's right. And it's all because we're very bad. We're very, very, very bad. The Western culture is very bad.
Oh, I love the way you say very bad.
We're bad. We make horrible movies. They watch our movies and go, I'm not letting my daughter watch this.
Premium Deluxe.
Yes, Donovan?
Are we going to have you do some aerobic fitness right now?
Speaking of Eastern culture, let's go to the sands of the Kalahari.
What?
Huh?
Huh?
Joseph E. Levine presents a movie, a wonderful, wonderful movie, and I hope to see it someday, but right now it's just on a record here at Vinyl Cobweb, so we'll play that.
I was going into something, but that's fine.
Well, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Oh. Play your silly commercial.
I'll play my silly commercial
on.
For a movie that no one will probably ever see, and
no,
probably
I'm
no
sure
one ever saw.
You're popping your peas.
I'm sorry, I'm popping my peas. It's 1965, and it's Sands of the Kalahari. I hope it played at a theater near you, and I hope you saw it.
Put it on!
One woman, alone with five desperate men, and the killer apes of the Kalahari.
Joseph E. Levine presents
the strangest adventure the eyes of man have ever seen. Sands of the Kalahari.
Starring Stuart Whitman as O'Brien, daring because he has the only gun. Stanley Baker as Bane, dangerous because he has nothing to lose. And Susanna York as Grace, caught between men who act like animals and the killer apes of Kalahari.
Sands of the Kalahari.
From Paramount Pictures in Panavision and Technicolor.
Sands of the Kalahari.
Some music for you, Premium, right here on Vinyl Cobwebs. Yeah. That's hooked on a feeling. High on believing. Right here in Vinyl Cobwebs. Okay, Pam, put on your leotard and your leg warmers. We're going to make you do some aerobics.
I'll put on my body stockings.
Shush.
Keep the elbow locked, forcing the shoulder to stretch as much as possible. This time, feel a stretch in the shoulder and across the chest. Arm and circle back. Keep in mind,
you bumped
you
the record.
All of these exercises from the beginning to the end to continue to breathe.
Breathe.
Breathe deeply and exhale with force. Rest. Number 7, double arm circles. This time, start with both arms stretched
siete
above the head.
En español.
Keeping the elbows locked, make large forward circles simultaneously.
Circle
the arms to
semicircle,
Primo.
They said semicircle.
Shoulders and across the back. Stretch very slowly.
Who's playing the guitar?
Now reverse the direction.
That would be me.
And make large backward circles.
Backward circles, Primo.
The idea of this exercise is to increase the range of motion in the shoulders. Feel the stretch in the shoulders.
Nice guitar playing, Donovan.
Rest.
Whew.
Number 8, lateral arm swinging.
Ocho.
Start with the arms at the sides.
Ooh,
lift them both
one
at the same time up over the head, crossing the hands above the head,
ocho,
and then loosely
nueve
drop them back down, crossing the arms
in front
of the body.
Oh, this is quite bad. Graham, I'm sending you back to the torture chamber.
It's Vinyl Cobwebs.
That's
at
right.
Its worst.
Vinyl Cobwebs at its worst. That's a record of instruction, aerobic fitness, safe scientific method of physical fitness for all ages. The object is for your heart, lung, and enriching your aerobic activity and evaluating through steps and safety and a pulse count. What's your pulse count at now, Premium? What is it at?
It's at, 13. And we have a roving critter bumping into microphones as we speak.
There's a dog in the studio. Come here.
I was going to bring in some Love, the group Love, because the lead singer died. What was his name? I should know his name. I'm not that stupid. Anyway, he died recently. I want to play 7 and 7 Is, but it's... Boop, bip, bip, boop, bip, bip, yeah! Once upon a time, I was itching in a hoop. Dog singing along.
Say something.
Oh, you're torturing me.
I'm not torturing him. I just wanted to say something. Say something.
Arthur Lee. Arthur Lee says, right? Yes. See, we have a dog
okay
in the studio, a little Pugsley, and people can't see it, and they're wondering what the hell is going on in Vinyl Cobwebs.
Okay, let's spin a platter.
Okay, I'm going to play the Jaguars, The Way You Look Tonight. I love this record.
I thought you were going to play Love.
Oh, well, I don't have it. I was just saying I wish I did.
Wow.
So I could play boop, bip, bip, boop, bip, bip, yeah! Okay, anyway, here's the Jaguars, the total opposite and antithesis of Love.
I sold this to you.
Yes, you did.
This is my record. Give it back.
1956.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight. Oh, you're lovely with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you just the way you look tonight. With each word your tenderness grows, touches my foot.
Butler's jar. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight.
That one's a solid sender. Those are the Jaguars from 1956 on the Ardell Records label. I just love it. I think it was Arthur Lee, not Lee Arthur, dummy, Premium Deluxe. Anyway, he died, and I would have liked to have brought some love along, but I did not bring any love. Or I could play Alone Again, or Orange Skies, Cotton Candy, and Fields of Everfitzence and You.
Twist! Kiss! Twist! Kiss!
Baby, let's do it.
Jubilum.
Oh, you gotta stick to it.
Jubilum.
It's so easy.
Jubilum.
Like pork chop meat.
Jubilum.
Now you twist, then you kiss. Now you do in the kissing twist. Baby, let's get it.
Jubilum.
Oh, you gotta work with it.
Jubilum.
It's real crazy.
Jubilum.
And don't you be so lazy.
Jubilum.
Now you twist. Then you kiss. Now you do with a kiss and a twist. Twist, kiss, twist, kiss, twist, kiss. Oh, the kiss and twist. Baby, you've got it. Can't do without it. It's so funny. Like picking up money. Now you twist. Then you kiss. Now you do with a twist and a kiss. Kiss, twist, kiss, twist, kiss. Ow! The kiss and twist, baby. Oh, yeah, baby. Now you do with the kiss and the twist. Baby, let's get it.
Jubilum.
Oh, you gotta work with it.
Jubilum.
It's real crazy.
Jubilum.
Don't you be so lazy.
Jubilum.
First you twist, then you kiss. Now you do with the kiss and the twist. Twist, kiss, twist, kiss, twist, kiss. Ow! The kiss and the twist. Baby, you got it.
Oh, yeah, it's like spending money. Right here on Vinyl Cobwebs, number 220. Is it really 220 episodes of Vinyl Cobwebs? That's Jack Hammer. He was an American who kind of immigrated over to Europe and became a big star over there, especially in a place like Belgium and Belgium Waffle Land, and I guess parts of England and, I don't know, Switzerland, and let's see, what else? I think France kind of took a... Well, okay, well, it's time for a radio spot now. Yes, a 1962 Drury beer commercial. I don't like doing that. I don't like saying what commercial I'm going to play. Just I like to
that
play it right after the record.
That odd. Beat you up, Pram!
What's all that stuff?
I don't know. It sounded good.
Flavoring, sweetness out, Drury beer. It's wonderful, big, deep, and it's fun time. Here's why people like to like Drury beer. Flavor's great, no doubt of it, sweetness is. Bring out of it, Drury beer. You'll shout about big, deep, fun, and laughter. No cold feeling after, more flavor, less filling, more fun.
Drury's Limited, South Bend, Indiana.
Thank you.
Oh, that's a moody piece. A moody vinyl cobwebs piece. Extremely rare and refined. Okay, yeah, that's the Surfmen. It's on the Titan Records label out of Southern California, 1962. And Martin Denny did an excellent version of it later. And I thought, oh, Martin Denny, that's going to be kind of lame compared to this one. But actually, both of them are actually very equal. I would have liked to play them back to back, but it's not going to be that way this time, because maybe we'll save it for the next episode of Vinyl Cobwebs. How about that?
We're not out of time, Premium, are we?
No, no, I'm not talking
about it. Probably.
Donovan?
What? Why did I? Did
I step out for a smoke, and then you come in and you ruin my train of thought.
Train of thought! Choo, 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 choo.
And you know how my brain operates. Donovan?
It's Premium's train of thought.
I want to go to Paradise Cove.
You're popping your bass!
No, I'm not popping my bass.
Say paradise.
Paradise?
Now say it paradise.
Hawaiian style?
That's right.
Yes. Visit scurryguyvideo.com, spelled with a K, all you listeners out there. I want you to visit what, Premium?
Scurryguyvideo.com. Hotmail.com.
Beat you up! Just terrible.
Are we lame? I am.
Where? Tell them where to visit.
Vinyl Cobwebs at hotmail.com.
No, Scary Guy.
Oh, Scary Guy Video at...
Oh, gosh.
Donovan, I'm going to go upstairs and get a glass of water.
It's time to blow you up, Premium. Instead of beat you up, I'm going to blow you up.
God, you blow me up, Donovan. That hurts.
That was the lamest moment ever on Vinyl Cobwebs. I think you heard it here first, listeners. It was the moment we blew up Premium Deluxe.
With feedback.
With a B-52 launching Hound Dog missile.
As I put the...
I like how you started screaming before you got blown out. That was a little bit of fear. How'd you do that?
Because I saw the bomb coming.
You saw it coming at you, didn't you? Very good. Okay, do you have a closing song for this program? A record that will really blow the listeners away and make them come back for more?
Well, I forgot to bring those little chipmunky voices that go,
Well, no, we have time
oh,
for
but
a
I
real,
have something else.
We have time for a real record.
Oh, okay.
You know, something, a real platter that matters.
We shall do that. Oh, ooh.
Why don't you play the acapella Highland High?
That
would be awesome. It's sketchy and sketchy, but we, yeah, that's what we're going
to
do.
We need to play Rockabilly Boogie by Johnny Burnett Trio.
We can save that for next show. We need a real show closer. We really do. This is Cherry Tree Carol. It's an awesome song.
Yeah,
just absolutely awesome.
Our lame show closer of our return.
You don't like that?
Not really.
Well, that's what we're going to do. Whoops, sorry, Fran. Did I get you with my long toenail? Did I slice off your finger? What? Cherry Tree Carol. It's Christmas in August.
Thank you. listen to Bernadette Johnson from the high school 1959 class of Highland High doing the backing vocal.
Rarer than Elvis on Sun.
Don't try to find this platter on eBay. You won't find it. It's a cappella.